Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily dose of mindful masculinity. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit? Like a well-oiled machine that never gets a chance to recharge? Well, hold on tight because today we're talking about something crucial, self-kindness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-kindness? Isn't that a bit soft? Nah, man, self-kindness is like the foundation of a strong mind and body. It's not about being selfish or indulging in every whim. It's about treating yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your buddy is feeling down, what do? You listen, you offer support, maybe even share some chocolate. We all need a little treat sometimes. But when you're struggling, do you extend the same kindness to yourself? Do you berate yourself for mistakes, jump into self-criticism mode, or drown your sorrows in a never-ending cycle of negativity? It's time we change that. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-kindness and build a stronger, healthier you. First up, recognize your inner critic, that voice in your head that constantly puts you down. We all have one, it's part of being human. But instead of letting it run the show, learn to recognize its negativity and challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or, would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is fueled by fear and insecurity, not facts. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you care about. This means acknowledging your struggles without judgment, forgiving yourself for mistakes, and celebrating your successes, big or small. Remember, life is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself along the way. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Spend some time identifying yours and celebrate them. Don't dwell on your weaknesses. Instead, channel your energy into developing your strengths. This will boost your confidence and help you feel more empowered. Fourth, make time for activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, or pursuing a hobby, carve out some time each day for things that bring you joy and relaxation. You can't pour from an empty cup, so prioritize self-care. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you're struggling. There's no shame in seeking help, and doing so can make a world of difference in your mental health. You know those days when everything feels overwhelming? Like you're juggling a million things at once, and the pressure is just getting to be too much? I bet you've been there. That feeling of being stretched thin, like you're about to snap, can really take a toll on your mental health. Now imagine if, instead of spiraling into that negativity, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the stress, and said to yourself, "Okay, this is tough, but I've got this. I'm going to break it down, one step at a time." That's self-kindness in action. It doesn't mean ignoring the problem. It means approaching it with a calmer, more compassionate mindset. Self-kindness isn't just about feeling good, it's about building resilience and strength. It helps you navigate life's challenges with more grace and ease, allowing you to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Remember, you deserve kindness, especially from yourself. So, how are you going to put self-kindness into practice today? Maybe start by replacing that negative inner voice with a more supportive one. Or take a few minutes for a relaxing activity that brings you joy. Every little step counts. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and shared growth. Until next time, keep it mindful and stay strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.